We're with Brad Farber with American Red Cross, St. Charles County Service Center. And right now, Brad, you are in Winfield at the emergency shelter there?
That's correct, Brent. I'm here at the 24-hour emergency Red Cross shelter at Winfield High School in Winfield, Missouri.
And that has been more active than normal because of the events of this morning.
That is correct, Brent. With the unfortunate breach, the break in the Pin Oak levee, basically we have seen more families needing our Red Cross services here at the shelter, food, snacks. But, of course, we're working with a lot of good local partners.
Was it a bit scary this morning when the siren sounded and knew that there was a breach in the Pin Oaks levee?
Yes, it was, Brent. As a matter of fact, as you probably know and your listeners probably know, the hard work of the Corps of Engineers, the National Guard, the volunteers helping sandbagging here on this operation at the levee, everything had looked pretty good. Unfortunately, the breach that happened early this morning actually kind of took some people by surprise.
I was going to say, you had told me when we talked yesterday that morale was good there. How, after this event, where is morale now?
Well, Brent, I would say the morale, considering the latest development, is still real strong. The folks are wonderful here, very resilient, strong folks. Many of the families here have been through floods in the past, but they're still keeping their spirits up. The morale, I would say, is still extremely good.
Now, before we began recording, you told me that really the next 24 to 36 hours are critical. Could you explain to me what you mean by that?
What I mean by that, Brent, is the next 24 to 36 hours with the break in the levee, you know, where the water is going to go, how many homes it's actually going to affect, it's still a guesstimate. We're probably looking, according to the assessments at the Emergency Operations Center, the directors and all, is that there could be upwards of 100 to 120 homes affected with the latest break in the levee.
Now, you're at the Winfield High School?
That's the American Red Cross 24-hour emergency shelter that's been set up. We're actually in day 12 right now, day 12.
So I'm assuming that's in a safe location far enough away from the floodwaters?
Yes, it is safe. It absolutely is safe, so there's no alarm there. We should be in really good shape here at the shelter for the families and people we're supporting.
Give us kind of a snapshot then of what is going on. We've talked a little bit about the event that happened this morning, which was definitely difficult to take, and the Red Cross offering, as you have been offering, the services there at the Winfield High School. But tell us what it's like there right now and what people are thinking, doing to respond to the breach of the levee.
Well, right now, Brent, what I'm seeing as I move around to different areas here in the county is people are basically reaching out, helping one another. Those who are not affected are stopping by the shelter. They're asking how they can help. The shelter, as I say, this is day 12 of operations. We're open to anyone needing, you know, a safe place to stay. They need to get some rest and privacy. We have meals, foods here. We've also been sending food out to volunteers in the area, helping with sandbagging and basically working with a lot of good local partners. But basically we're open to anyone who needs a safe place to stay.
We've been talking with Brad Farber with the American Red Cross. Brad, thanks again for giving us an update, and take care.